Post-war Gaza overhaul, Trump reportedly envisions trusteeship, Riviera-style rebuild, paid relocation offers. By Joshua Klein on August 31, 2025. President Donald Trump is reportedly weighing a sweeping post-war plan for Gaza that would place the territory under American trusteeship for a decade, rebuild the enclave through massive public and private investment, transform it into a Middle Eastern tourism and economic hub, and offer Palestinians voluntary relocation packages to help them restart their lives. The initiative, called the Gaza Reconstitution, Economic Acceleration and Transformation, Great Trust, envisions the temporary relocation of Gaza's more than 2 million residents, large-scale reconstruction projects, and long-term political and economic transformation to stabilize the enclave and curb extremist influence. The Washington Post highlighted the initiative Sunday, emphasizing its combination of public authority and private investment and its goal of turning Gaza into a Riviera of the Middle East. Financial projections anticipate nearly fourfold returns on $100 billion in investment over 10 years, supported by self-generating revenue streams. Unlike traditional aid programs, the Great Trust would require no U.S. taxpayer funding, relying on public-private partnerships to finance mega-projects ranging from electric vehicle plants and data centers to beach resorts and AI-powered smart cities. Reconstruction must first address nearly 50 million tons of rubble and unexploded ordnance, a scale driven by Hamas's calculated strategy of embedding weapons, tunnels, and command centers within civilian infrastructure. This approach forced the destruction of schools, hospitals, and residential areas during counterterror operations. In February, the World Bank estimated Gaza's destruction at roughly $53 billion, more than twice the combined pre-war GDP of Gaza and the West Bank, and satellite imagery shows over 70% of buildings have been damaged or destroyed. This makes it one of the most destructive conflicts in recent history while creating a unique opportunity for full modernization. Palestinians opting to relocate would receive $5,000 in cash, plus subsidies covering 4 years of rent and 1 year of food support in their destination country. Each departure is projected to save the trust $23,000 compared to temporary housing for those who remain. Property owners would receive digital tokens representing land rights, which could finance new lives abroad or be redeemed for apartments in 6 to 8 new AI-powered smart cities. Families who remain or return after reconstruction would be offered 1,800 square foot apartments valued at $75,000 each. Polling consistently shows that a substantial portion of Gaza's population is open to relocating if proper assistance is offered. A March 2024 Gallup survey found that a majority of Gazans would choose to relocate if given the opportunity, and a May 2024 follow-up poll reported nearly half were prepared to leave with international support, reflecting sharply declining backing for Hamas following the October 7 attacks. Multiple countries have expressed willingness to accept Gazans under Trump-backed initiatives, highlighting the potential impact of structured, voluntary relocation programs. The plan envisions a bilateral U.S.-Israel agreement transferring administrative authority in Gaza to the Great Trust. Israel would retain overarching security authority for the first year, while daily policing would initially fall to third country nationals and Western private contractors, with local forces gradually assuming responsibility. Trump convened a White House meeting to discuss Gaza's post-war options with Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Special Envoy Steve Witkoff, former British Prime Minister Tony Blair, and Jared Kushner, who oversaw much of the administration's first-term Middle East initiatives. Witkoff described the planning as very comprehensive, though no formal policy decisions were announced. The Great Trust was formulated by Israeli entrepreneurs Michael Eisenberg and Liron Timon, founders of the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation. Financial modeling was conducted by Boston Consulting Group, though the firm stated the work lacked formal approval and terminated two senior partners after disclosure. The trust would govern Gaza until a reformed and de-radicalized Palestinian polity is ready to step in its shoes, reflecting a broad vision for political and social transformation. While it does not explicitly reference Palestinian statehood, the proposal anticipates the future governing body joining the Abraham Accords, expanding regional normalization. Megaproject infrastructure includes a ring road and tram line labeled the MBS Highway, a north-south highway named after UAE President Mohammed bin Zayed, and a new southern port and airport connecting directly to Egypt, Saudi Arabia, and Israel. Initial financing would leverage 30% of Gaza land already publicly owned, providing immediate capital for reconstruction. Trump's vision dates to early statements describing Gaza as a massive demolition site that has got to be rebuilt in a different way, with phenomenal location on the sea and the best weather where some beautiful things can be done. At a February White House news conference with Prime Minister Netanyahu, he declared, "The United States will take over the Gaza Strip in a long-term ownership position." Israeli officials have emphasized that implementing Trump's Gaza relocation plan is a key condition for ending the ongoing conflict, with Prime Minister Netanyahu calling it so correct and so revolutionary and essential for achieving lasting peace, while reaffirming Israel's commitment to maintaining security control over the territory. The plan has been compared to U.S. trusteeships of Pacific Islands after World War II and post-war governance in Japan and Germany under MacArthur and Marshall, which stabilized defeated territories and fostered long-term prosperity. The broader framework positions Gaza as a strategic hub for Middle Eastern peace, providing U.S. access to energy resources and minerals, while serving as a logistics node for the India-Middle East-Europe economic corridor. The plan emphasizes de-radicalization through economic opportunity and modern governance, a departure from prior approaches that relied solely on military or diplomatic solutions. Implementation would require coordination between the United States, Israel, potential receiving countries, and international partners willing to support reconstruction, relocation programs, and long-term governance arrangements in post-war Gaza. In a recent exclusive interview with Breitbart News, Netanyahu discussed the post-Hamas vision for Gaza, emphasizing that planning for reconstruction and long-term transformation is underway. While he did not confirm specific developments such as a Trump-branded beach resort, he acknowledged that the United States is considering various roles in Gaza's governance and rebuilding efforts once Hamas is removed, reinforcing the broader framework of the Great Trust proposal for economic revitalization, voluntary relocation, and infrastructure development. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.